This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us in the studio right now is our friend and neighbor, Rachel Loshak. She is going to be part of Light Up the Night. It's a benefit concert for Hawthorne Valley School, and it's chock filled with amazing artists, and Rachel is one of them. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's great to have you here in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a little while since I've seen you. We used to run into each other at Levon's a little while back. And then, well, I guess you and your career took a different path. And now you started out teaching, and now you're still teaching. And tell the folks what you do.
Well, I'm the music director at Hawthorne Valley. And over the last couple of years, that job has become something that is really exciting.
Yeah.
And as a class teacher before that, and being a musician, I always brought music into the classroom and wrote songs for my class sing, and wrote class plays with my class all through first through fifth grade. But then when I became the music director, I started to, you know, this year I'm doing things that I hadn't done before. Like I'm teaching massive 55 student string classes and the high school jazz band class.
Wow.
So I'm really getting into some fun stuff with the kids.
That's
at the school.
Really cool. So are you teaching them how to play each part and work together in a band, or are you like giving the trumpet players their sectional and everyone else has their own little work they do and then they put it together? And
well, a bit of both, really. I try and come with charts for the horn players.
Oh,
we've
cool.
got the trumpet, French horn, and clarinet this
cool.
year. And two guitarists and bass and drums and piano.
Wow.
So I bring charts and of songs that I know that I think would be that they would enjoy. And then they also come up with their own choices.
Cool.
And we just start learning them together. And then it turns out, you know, probably I haven't had time to quite finish the right chart in the right transposed key for the clarinet or this or that. And it's, that's my learning curve with them. It's really fun.
How cool. And they pick it up? They get it?
They do. This particular group is amazing.
Wow. So a couple of them were, you were going to try to have come with you today.
Yeah.
And what were the, what did they play or what was their specialty?
So one of the ideas behind Light Up the Night was that we would have a collaboration between the professional adult musicians and the students. So I invited some of the students to be a part of that ensemble. Several of them took it up, and we've been rehearsing for several months, and they sound really beautiful.
Wow.
So one of them in particular that is going to be performing on the 30th is a kid called Theo Bergquist. And he's really a multi-instrumentalist. He plays cello, guitar, and sings. And he's actually going to be doing a few songs at the concert that were written by my husband.
Wow.
That I had no idea that Theo really loved from, like, decades ago. From, like, 20 years ago
so
or so.
So he knew him as a young person and saw Christopher Yellowgold in concert?
He did see Christopher years ago, but Morgan had made an album before he started doing kids' music called Dreamin' Green.
Oh.
And it turned out that after Morgan passed, Theo started listening to Dreamin' Green. So he's doing a few songs from that album, which is really special for
that's
me and my kids.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then there are there are three backing singers in the group as well, Fiona, Viri, and Bella. And they're singing beautiful harmonies with me on my songs that I've got three string players. One is my son, my own son Ridley, and then Theo and Matteo, who are excellent violinists.
Wow.
So for me, it feels like I'm having the opportunity to play with a full band in a way that I never did when I was playing music actually all the time.
And you told me something right before our little chat on air that you're completing an album that you began in 2023.
Yes. It's called Songs to the Sun.
Mm.
And it's really not a tribute, it's basically my experience of my grieving and the loss of my husband. So it was recorded the year after he died, and I've been busy with other stuff since then and taking care of things. So now doing this concert has inspired me to kind of put it out and play music again. So it's a really,
is it kind of tied together. More cathartic at this point than painful?
Yeah. I mean, those things are always painful, but definitely playing music, because he was a musician, and actually one of the songs on the album is a song called Winter Blossoms, which actually he wrote for us to play together. And another one of our visions, creative ideas together, was that one day we would make an album together. So this was the first song on that, and I found a little demo of it on my phone. Wow. And we mixed it a little bit and just tried to make it sound a little bit special, and I sang a little harmony on it, and that's also on the album. So it's really, it feels more a little bit like a collaboration with him in some ways.
Wow. And Rachel, when is the album coming out?
June 5th,
that's right around the corner. Yep. And the title?
Songs to the Sun.
Is it going to be on every platform we'll find it?
Yeah, those main things. All right,
good. And what's the best way that folks can keep tabs on you? Like, and find out more about you, or maybe get further info on your recordings?
Yeah. Well, I have a website, rachelloshackmusic.com. And I also have, you know, Facebook and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So sitting on your lap is a small acoustic bass.
Yes.
And I say small because most of them have necks that are super long, and this one isn't.
It isn't super long, and actually one of the songs I'm going to play, it makes it a bit tricky because I've got to go all the way up here. But yeah, this is a really beautiful instrument that I was given by Rob Daddario and Gina Daddario, friends, family friends that gave me this for my birthday, actually.
And it's a Taylor four-string acoustic bass.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. So, to entertain us, would you like to play a tune?
I would love to.
All right. This is Rachel Loshack live on 98.1 KZE. She's going to be part of Light Up the Night, which is happening May 30th. KZE is a sponsor of the event. And visit HawthorneValley.org and get tickets right now because they're going fast. And this is Rachel Loshack live on 98.1 KZE.
This is called Apple Tree, and it's from my album called So Bright that we're playing at the concert. Words don't come easy, sitting here alone in the cold. Here on the mountain, it's starting to snow. I left my family down there in the house on the hill. They may just find me, there's time for them still. I won't leave you hanging on. I know you need me to be strong. Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a voice. Rachel Loshack, live on 98.1 KZE. What a beautiful tune.
Thank you.
So, is that going to be on the album?
Actually, no. This is from an older album. Yeah. I wrote that one on a hill in Woodstock.
Oh, yeah?
When my family lived on Yerry Hill Road, and it was little kids needed to get away a minute, and I drove up to the other side, up to the monastery. Hmm. And just sat for a while in my car in the winter and wrote that song.
Fantastic. Well, it has good Hudson Valley roots. Yes. We love that. So when you're not teaching,
yeah,
what do you like to do?
Oh, well, I love swimming. I love tap dancing.
Really?
I take a tap dancing class once a week, and it's my 30 minutes of... That's
release.
What I do for myself.
Yeah, I love it.
And I have a recital on Saturday.
Really? Congratulations. Yeah. Knock 'em dead.
Yeah, thank you.
And a tap dance recital?
Yeah, with sequins. Plenty of them. Wow. But I really love... I've been writing music also for the faculty at our school and for chorus and choirs.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just really enjoying doing that. Writing songs for... are graduating classes.
Wow. So you're separating voices? You have the sopranos,
yeah,
and the altos singing different parts?
Yeah, and tenors and basses.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have a really big faculty at the school. We're very lucky.
Wow.
With excellent singers. So I've been very lucky to get to write specifically for each class and for each occasion, which
super
I really
cool.
love doing.
Rachel Loshack is the music director, teacher, educator at Hawthorne Valley School. Where is the school?
It's in Ghent. Up.
Like the address?
It's the address is 330 Route 21 in Ghent.
Cool.
Yeah.
And HawthorneValley.org is the place to go to get further information about the school, what they do, and to get tickets for this event, Light Up the Night. Besides Rachel on this bill, Melissa Oftemore,
mm-hmm,
Aaron Dessner, and friends, and as you said, part of the event is to have collaboration. So
yeah.
I found out from our previous guest that they're going to be collaborations, and Aaron's friends could be you and others as well, and the students.
Yeah, also Joaquin Cuda is a guitarist,
yeah,
and he's going to be playing Umbera with me on one of the songs that
really?
Play now. And Gail Ann Dorsey, I invited her to join us and was really thrilled that she was able to. So she's going to sing with me on a song.
Mm.
I think, you know, we'll
how
be accompanying
cool.
each other, and
oh,
and the high
great.
School students will be part of that. So
that is super cool. And well, Gail Ann Dorsey is one of my all-time favorite singers. Just
yes.
an amazing vocalist and an excellent human being. So to have her as part of this, even though she doesn't have a student at the school, she's filled with love and joy.
Absolutely.
And she'll be there
yeah.
to share that. So it's an incredible lineup. HawthorneValley.org, Light Up the Night is the event. And tickets are reasonably priced for this incredible benefit. And remember that your money goes to a great cause, and it's to help bring more amazing events and resources to Hawthorne Valley. So thanks, Rachel. Thanks for doing what you do.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Do you have another tune you want to play?
I do, yeah.
All right.
This
now
one.
What do you got?
This one is called Golden Pathway, and it is the first song on the new album. So
okay.
This is one of the new songs.
All right, we get a new one. Rachel Loshack, live on 98.1 KZE. Thank you. Music from Rachel Loshek, 98.1 KZE. Don't miss Rachel as part of Light Up the Night, May 30th, Hawthorne Valley benefit show. It's at Basilica Hudson, and that's not too far from anywhere. Rachel, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
And what's coming up on the horizon for you?
Over the summer, I'm taking it easy and going to do a few shows.
Cool.
Going out to the Midwest a little bit and some couple of shows around here. Playing a nice one at the Rail Trail Cafe in Rosendale on August 14th.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
Do the kids drive you around yet? Are they?
Oh, yeah. My older one does.
Excellent.
Yeah, for sure.
Love
if I can
that.
Get the car from him. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. Yeah. And check out Rachel's brand new album. Title again?
Songs to the Sun.
Comes out on June
5th.
And we thank you very much for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. And we'll be back after a couple of messages. Thanks for listening.